Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Vavasar. We are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Liyftach adam chalimasa v'chatzar ashu tafin. A person should not open windows into a chatzar ashu tafin. Lakach bayis b'chatzar acheres liyftachenu l'chatzar ashu tafin. If you buy a house in another chatzar, you're not allowed to open up a new doorway from your house into this chatzar ashu tafin that didn't previously exist. Bana ali al gabe beis liyftachenu l'chatzar ashu tafin. If you build a second story to your house, an apartment on the top floor of your house, you're not allowed to have an entranceway that opens up into the chatzar ashu tafin. Elim ratzah bona es hacheder lefnim mibeso ubana aliyah al gabe beso upaskel l'toch beso. You could build a room inside of your house where you're not adding anything to your house. You're just splitting up one of the existing rooms in your house, or you could build an aliyah on top of your house and have it open up directly into your house. Liyiftach adam l'chatzar ashu tafin pesach k'neged pesach v'chalon k'neged chalon. You cannot open up a door that is directly across from your neighbor's door, or a window directly across from your neighbor's window. If you had a small doorway or a small window, you cannot enlarge it. If you had one, you cannot make two. But if there's a Rosh Hashanah rabbin outside of your property, then you can make a Pesach Keneged Pesach and a Chalon Keneged Chalon. That's not considered an invasion of privacy, because anyway there's a Rosh Hashanah right outside your neighbor's door or window. And therefore, if it was small, you can make it big. And if it was one, you can make it two, because again, anyway, there's no assumption of privacy. Mishnah Ches, Einosim Cholol Tachas Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to hollow out ground underneath Rosh Hashanah, like a tunnel, Poro Shichon Maros, to make any sort of hollowed out area under the ground that holds water. Rabbi Lazar Mati Kedishte Agolam Alechas Utun Avanim. Rabbi Lazar says, well, if you make it secure enough that a wagon filled with heavy stones can drive over it without it collapsing, that's okay, then you can have a hollowed out tunnel. Ein motzin zizin v'gizis tralos Rosh Hashanah. You can't build out ledges and porches into Rosh Hashanah. Elim ratza konis toch shalom motzi. If you want to have such design, innovations in your house, so bring in your home closer onto your property and build these porches within your own property. Laka chatzar uba zizin v'gizis tralos. If you buy a chatzar and it has already these ledges, harezu b'chaskasa, you can assume it was done legally with permission, and it's not a violation of any zoning laws, and you're allowed to keep it the way it is. So to review what we learned today, we said that you're not allowed to open up new windows into a chatzer, and you're not allowed to open up new doorways into a chatzer, even if you do construction in your house and you build a second apartment. The apartment needs to open up into your own house. And we said that it's an invasion of privacy to open up a window or a door that's directly across from your neighbor's window or door, unless there's a Rosh Hashanah between them, then we don't assume that that's an invasion of privacy. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said, you're not allowed to tunnel underneath a Rosh Hashanah or dig out any hollowed area under Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Lazar says that you are, if it's secure enough, that it can handle very heavy things going over it. And then we said to build out zizin and gzus tra'os, these small beams or larger beams that go out into Rosh Hashanah is problematic, but you could bring it further into your own property and build out from there, as long as it stays on your own property. If you bought a house that already has such protrusions coming out of it, you can assume that those were all done legally. But next time, we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph.